good singing all the way around, yeah. All right then, that's good. Brother David, you didn't hold your thumb up longer than that. Okay, yeah. Hold it, yeah. Oh, I see, you're back there now. And so here we go. Good to be saved, to know the Lord and free pardon of sin. And all that right there. We've got a woman as tall as a midget working the service. Oh, I'm sorry. Is that offensive? Because I didn't know. I want to get it all straightened out. Uh-huh. Yeah. Anyhow, take your Bible, if you will, the book of St. John. St. John, we're going to be looking there for a moment. In the book of St. John, and we'll be looking there in that chapter that if you're able to, we'll stand. We'll look in verse number, chapter 1, and in verse number 9. All right, in the passage there that we're looking at, let's back up to verse 6. And there was a man sent from God whose name was John. And the same came for a witness, bear witness of the light, that all men through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of that light. That was the true light. And that's opposed to the false one. That was the true light, which lighteth every man that cometh into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. And he came into his own received him not. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name, which were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. Our Father, we ask your blessings upon the reading of the word, and we do thank you for it, and how good that it is to be here in the house of God. We praise you and thank you, thou art God, beside thee there's none else. Bless the word to every heart. Lord, these people that we've mentioned this morning, certainly, Lord, we need some help. We need a touch from thee. Yes. We ask you, dear God, in their behalf, that, Lord, you'd give them a better day and better days ahead. Thank you, Lord, for having heard and answered prayer. Now we pray you'd save the lost, lift up the downhearted, set the captives free in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you, and be seated. I want to preach a little while on power to become the sons of God. Yes. Now, that's not something that you can do in and of yourself. I've had people, you know, I say, listen, don't you want to trust the Lord and be saved? I don't think I can live it. You can't. You can't live it. You're not going to be able to stand before God and say, well, look at all I've done. Why wouldn't I have made it in? No, no. You're not going to ever, even if you've done all that you think that's demanded of you, you're but an unprofitable, unworthy servant. And so am I. That's the way that it is. It's not by what we've done, but it's by the grace of God that you and I are born into the family of God. This Bible said that man that's born of woman is of a few days full of trouble. I can tell you right now is that if you think it's bad right now, some of you that are young, you know, thinking, oh my word, here I am all of a sudden, you know, I'm having to make some calls on my own and so forth and on. And as a result of that, you're going to find that it's going to get a lot worse. Because as the days come and go, and as you get older, you're going to recognize and realize more and more how much God loved you and cared for you and has gotten you to where you are right now. In this lesson here that we're looking at, man that's born of woman, a few days and full of trouble. And let me tell you, there's a lot of trouble comes our way. I'm glad to know that every now and again God allows a little trouble to come our way, so that he might remind us, you're not at home here, children. Amen. I know that when you begin to look into it, that you'll find that Jesus of Christ is the way, he's the truth, he's the life. And no man can come to the Father except by him. Now let me say to you that in the lesson we're looking at in verse 4, in him was life, and the life was the light of men. Now everybody wants to live, that's a normal thing. You have a God-given right to try to live as long as you can to develop your heart, to develop your mind, and you need to stay as long as you can so that we can glean some things from you. In this lesson, you know, sometimes people just want to give up and give out and go on and so forth and on. But it's normal to want to live. And let me tell you that one of these days it may get to the place where that you're ready to go and God's ready for you to go and so forth and on. By the way, the Bible said the wages of sin is death. I think we lose sight of the fact sometimes that we are living in a world that has a sentence of death upon it because of Adam's race and because of you and I born a sinner. I want to say to you that I don't know about you, but I'm glad that Jesus Christ is the light and he's the life of this world. And anybody that wants to come to him can be born into the family of God. Now, I was born into a family and given physical life. Obviously, you were as well. That's why you're here. And while you were born physically as somebody, that's a physical birth. That's the first birth. But you must have the new birth to be divinely born into the family of God. And let me say to you that whenever you look at that, there's a world that's out here around us. And the Bible said that men love darkness rather than the light because their deeds were evil. In other words, they wanted to be hide under the blanket of darkness. You and I have come to the light. We wanted to make our deeds be made manifest, that we might be reproved, that we might be able to know and trust in the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, because in him is life. And if you want to have life, life everlasting, you'll have to come to Jesus Christ as an empty-handed beggar. All that bunch is demonstrating from all over the world. I never seen so many of them in London. And there they are, you know, worshipers of Allah, Muslim. And while they're busy worshiping Allah, Allah can't get them anywhere except to hell. And that's where they're headed. And let me tell you, the light of the world always has been, is right now, will be tomorrow. His name's the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Now notice, if you will, please, in verse number 13 that we've read. This Bible said, which were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. Now let me say to you that if you've got the new birth, it's the work of God. There's no such thing as bow your head, repeat this prayer, and you'll go to heaven. There's no such thing as that. It's that when God does something real in your heart, you'll find it won't be anything you worked up or anything you had to repeat. It'll be the will of God, and it'll be the work of God. It'll be by the Word of God and by the Holy Ghost of God that will bring you to the saving knowledge of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. In other words, look in verse 13. It's not of the natural birth. Ain't nobody ever going to be able to get born in this world and be a do-gooder enough in order to be able to go to heaven. Well, what if I just did everything? You can't do everything. You're not going to. If you offend in one part of the law, you offend in all of it. Amen. And the reason why God says that is because that we might know that we are sinners in need of Christ and to be saved by the grace of God. The wages of sin is death. I'm glad the gift of God's eternal life, but you'll find that eternal life is not of the flesh and nor of the will of man. Nor the will of man. Do you want to be saved? Well, you're going to have to let God. God's going to have to come knocking on your heart's door. God's going to grant you faith. God's going to give you repentance and faith toward God and the Lord Jesus Christ. That's how you're going to get it. In this Bible lesson that we're looking at is that it's not the will of man, but it's of God that's able to save your soul. This is the work of God. That's what the idea is there. In the lesson we're looking at, let me say number two is, the Bible said he came into his own and his own received him not. He's talking about the Jews. Now don't lose your text. Don't lose your text. But look in chapter 5 of the book of St. John. Because notice, if you will, please, is that when he came into his own, talking about the Jews, they didn't receive him. Right now, you're going to find out that the same thing is presented to you and I. You're either going to receive Christ, or like the nation of Israel, you're going to reject him. And Israel as a nation has rejected the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Now, they'll be born as a nation in one day, but right now, they're blind as a bat, no doubt about that. In the book of St. John, chapter 5, verse number 39, he said, search the scriptures, for in them you think you have eternal life, and they are they which testify of me. Now, I want you to watch this. Is that when you read the word of the Lord, in the volume of the book, it's written of the Lord Jesus Christ. In the volume of the book, it's written of the Lord himself, the Lord God of glory. Search the scriptures, the Bible says, for they testify of him. In verse number 40, you will not come to me, he said to them, that you might have life. I receive not honor from men, but I know you, that ye have not the love of God in you. I am come in my Father's name, and ye receive me not. If another Jew comes, and the Antichrist he's talking about there, if another comes, there shall come in his own name, ye shall receive. How can you believe which receive honor one from another, and seek not the honor that cometh from God only? I used to preach a long time ago, and of course, you know, back when they were having all these doctor this and doctor that, and Dr. Spock, and Dr. Say Nothing, Dr. Dead as a Hammer, and all of them. I used to look at that, and I used to read that passage there, and they were, you know, had suitcase colleges. They're going to make everybody a doctor's degree. And there's all of them honoring this and honoring that one. How can you believe what God said if you're busy honoring one another? Yeah. And I'm not talking about giving a few snaps or every now and again recognizing somebody's duty that they perform for the Lord and all. I'm not talking about that. But I'm talking about whenever you're exalting men above the word of the Lord, something's wrong. You've crossed the line. In the lesson that you're looking at, you'll find out is that the Bible said that be people that want to honor one another more than God. How are you ever going to believe God? How are you ever going to get born again into the family of God? How can you believe that honor one another and seek not the honor that cometh from God only? I begin to look into this passage there. You'll find is that one of the things in verse number 6 of chapter 1 of our text is that there was a man sent from God. You know, if there's ever a day and an hour that we need somebody sent from God, it's right now. I can promise you right now, I'm glad that I'm closer to where I'm going than where I came from. And as a result of that, many of you are in that same boat. And I'm glad for the privilege. I'm glad that God reached down and snatched me as a brand from the burning, saved my soul, and has allowed me to be used in the work of the Lord some. But I got to tell you right now is that there was a man sent from God, and his name was John. And you know what he did, don't you? He's busy preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ. He's preaching repentance and faith. He's preaching about Christ. He's going to be dead on the cross. He's going to be buried in the tomb. He's going to be resurrected again the third day. And so as a result of that, you're going to find that our Lord, no wonder that he left us John 3:16 behind. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. In verse 9 of our text, that was the true light, which lighteth every man that cometh into the world. Now, I'll tell you something. Is that not only is that the true light, but somebody said, well, my word, is there another light? Sure, don't you remember over there in the book of, where was it, in 2 Corinthians, whenever he warned about another Jesus and another gospel and another spirit? Remember that? I got to tell you right now, there's not another, but there would be some that would believe and make you believe there's another. This Jesus that the world is preaching and dancing around to and living like they want to live and looking like they want to look and going where they want to go, doing what they want to do, when they want to do it, if they want to do it, and have no regard for God, the Bible, and that which is good, right, moral, and decent. They're serving another Jesus and not the true light, who is the Lord Jesus Christ. In this Bible lesson that you're looking at, there's an old prophecy elicited in this chapter that we're looking at. I want you to look at it real quickly. There was a man sent from God to bear witness of the light. He was not the light, but he came to bear witness of the light. Now, don't lose your text, but look over in the book of Isaiah in chapter number 40. You'll find he not only preached when he got on the scene, but he was a rough preacher too. I mean, no doubt about that. And could you see him girded in a camel girdle and eating honey and wild honey and off hanging off his lip and coming, repent! The kingdom of heaven is at hand. The kingdom of God is at hand. I want to say that while you look in the book of Isaiah, turn quickly there if you might. And as we look there in the chapter number 40 of the book of Isaiah, he said, the voice of him that crieth, verse 3, the voice of him that crieth in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord and make straight the desert a highway for our God. Every valley shall be exalted, every mountain and hill shall be made low. Look, the crooked shall be made straight. Remember when you wasn't nothing but just a rough crook? Remember that? And when God made you and straightened your life out, remember that? He says, every mountain and hill shall be made low and the crooked made straight. And the rough places plain. And the glory of the Lord shall be revealed in all flesh. You shall see it together, for the mouth of the Lord hath spoken it. And let me tell you something. The voice said, cry. And he said, what shall I cry? And he said, all flesh is grass, and all the goodliness thereof is of the flower of the field. And he says, and the grass withered, and the flower fadeth, because the Spirit of the Lord bloweth upon it. Surely the people is grass. The words is temporary life that we've got now is going to pass off. The grass withered, the flower fadeth, but the word of our God shall stand forever. Now I want to tell you, that's what our whole lesson about over there when the word was made flesh If you've got Jesus Christ living in your heart, you've got the Word of the Lord living in you, the personified Word of God in Jesus Christ living in your heart, and you're not like grass that's here today and gone tomorrow. You'll live forever and ever. You'll just move from this life into heaven, into the next life. Now, I want to say to you, this Bible teaches us over in the book of St. John, chapter 11. I just got a couple of things there that we're going to look at. And here's the promise of God. He'll make the crooked straight. Your life's so messed up, you don't know which way to look, come to Christ. God will lock on your heart's door. Your life is nothing but temporary, like grass and the flower that today is, tomorrow's go. Unless you come to Christ and get born again, you'll have something eternal. I want to say to you in the book of John chapter, St. John chapter 11, and I want you to look at about verse number 25. St. John chapter 11, about verse 25. Jesus said unto her, now he's already gone there, and he's went to the house there of Lazarus in Bethany, and Mary and her sister Martha. And and of course, Lazarus is dying. And of course, in verse 25, and Jesus said unto her, I'm the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. I tell you right now, you're just going to move from this house to heaven. Whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Believest thou this? And she said unto him, yea, Lord, I believe that thou art the Christ, the Son of God, which should come into the world. And when she had so said, she went her way and called Mary, her sister, secretly, saying, the Master is come, and he calleth for thee. Now, I want to say to you that when you begin to look into that, you begin to recognize and realize that as soon, verse 29, as she heard that, she arose quickly and came to him. Now, I'll tell you the right answer that you might have is that you might get up while you turn to St. John chapter 5. And when God comes knocking on your heart's door, you ought to come quickly unto him. In St. John chapter 5 and verse 25, we'll look there. The Bible says, verily I say unto you, the hour is coming and now is, when the dead shall hear the voice of the Son of God, and they that hear shall live. For as the Father hath life in himself, so hath he given to the Son to have life in himself, and hath given him authority to execute judgment also, because he is the Son of Man. Marvel not at this, for the hour is coming in which all that are in the grave shall hear his voice. And it shall come forth, and they that have done good unto the resurrection of life, and they that have done evil unto the resurrection of damnation. Now I want to ask you this, as we get ready to leave here. You ever gone by a cemetery? You ever gone by and as you went by the cemetery and wondered, I wonder on resurrection morning how many of these graves will be disturbed and how many will just remain the same as they are?
Yes, sir.
It's going to be something, isn't it?
Yes, sir.
It's going to be something. I can't get bogged down too much with whatever's there because mine's going to be busted wide open.
Yeah.
And if you're a child of God, so will yours. I was listening this morning as they read the scriptures out of here in Matthew in chapter 1. And they talked about the Lord Jesus Christ being born as a baby. And in verse number 25 that's not been read yet of Matthew chapter 1. And talking about Joseph took her and so forth and on. And knew her not. That means they had no relation as a man and a woman. And knew her not till she had brought forth her, quote, firstborn son. Did you know all the Roman Catholic versions that they omit the word firstborn? They just took it out. Didn't want it to be up there to jump out at you.
Yeah.
Let me tell you right now is that it's there's no other record of anybody anywhere ever and never shall be that was a virgin when she conceived by the Holy Ghost, that was a virgin while she carried him, that was a virgin after that the Christ child was born. And then down the road, her and Joseph being married had a family of their own. I got to tell you right up front, I don't know about you, but if you do not know him, you do not have this power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe upon his name. If you do, then let me tell you right now is you'll be rejoicing and glad, though you were hell bound and hell deserved him,
yeah,
that you've been saved by the grace of God.
Amen.
All right? Let's stand to our feet. Our heads are bowed. And as we pray, our Father, we want to thank you for loving us even while we were unlovable. Bless these boys and girls, these men, these women. Lord, we've got some heavy hearts and we've got some people that are on our hearts this morning. We're asking you to do something in a divine sense that only you can get the credit for. I pray you'd help us to face the days ahead. Thank you for loving us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.